It's not as bad as the widespread defoliation we saw between 2007 and 2009, and the Forest Service wants to keep it that way in the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests.
In the areas that already have gypsy moth, they tend to come back smaller pockets, but they can be just as devastating.
Forest Service wildlife biologist Jesse Overcash says estimates put this year's gypsy moth damage at about 39,000 acres, both private and public lands in our region. Affected trees, mostly oaks, are regenerating foliage for the most part, but it's important to prevent further occurrences.
Repeated defoliations are what are critical. You want to stop repeated defoliations if you want to keep your trees.
So they're starting to survey some of the most heavily impacted areas to determine what treatment plan, if any, should be put into place next year. Evan Jones, WFIR News.